You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison is now trying to lower expectations on his earlier promise to deliver two doses of the COVID-19 vaccine to all adult Australians by October. Mr. Morrison, who is also the acting health minister for the next few days, says it's likely only one dose per person will be administered by October, but says this isn't news. Mr. Morrison says Greg Hunt flagged this could be an issue about a month ago.
The health minister made it very clear on the 16th of February. I was standing right next to him, where we made it very clear that the change in the advice that the second dose being received after 12 weeks rather than 4 weeks meant that the second dose having been received for AstraZeneca by the end of October wouldn't be possible. So that isn't new information.
And experts are increasingly doubtful Australia will meet the government's earlier target. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack says while he understands delays have been difficult for Australians, the program is also the largest vaccination effort the country has ever seen.
We've taken the best possible medical advice and we've followed that advice. And we're getting on with the vaccine, we're getting on with the rollout. And Australians should be assured that our TGA, which is world best practice, world class, they've said that it's okay. And we've followed that advice. But we're doing the very best we can in a very large nation. This is the largest peacetime logistical exercise in Australia's history.
Deputy Opposition Leader Richard Marles has told the Nine Network while he understands delays are inevitable, there should be clearer communication from the government on the issue.
I mean, the one person you can't believe about the pace of the rollout is now the Prime Minister. He said we're all going to be vaccinated in October. The truth of that statement lasted about 2 hours before the Secretary of Health yesterday made clear that that would not be the case and that it was more likely going to be the end of the year. We need to have authoritative information from the Prime Minister. And when we are seeing, you know, millions of people being vaccinated every day in the United States, it's actually the case that we need to get on with this here in Australia.
Meanwhile, a $1.2 billion package to support the domestic tourism sector badly affected by the pandemic has been criticised by some state leaders. Western Australia, South Australia, New South Wales and Victoria have questioned the fairness of the package, given Queensland and Tasmania have more destinations included in the discount flight list than others. Federal Tourism Minister Dan Tehan says routes to capital cities are already a priority for airlines and the focus is now on creating stimulus for those less in demand.
We're going to work with the aviation sector. They've identified key routes that need stimulating, that really need that demand. And once we see that demand back in full, we're going to look at other destinations. So this is all about making sure we're all working together, supporting each other. And as I've said, especially if we can get a Team Australia approach to this, with everyone being incredibly positive about this $1.2 billion announcement, I think we're going to have Australians travelling everywhere to explore their own backyard.
And fragments of COVID-19 have been detected in wastewater treatment plants in Queensland, with alerts issued for suburbs around Cairns, Brisbane and Mackay. Chief Health Officer Dr. Jeanette Young says people can't be complacent and anyone with symptoms, no matter how mild, should get tested. And rules have been eased for people flying into New South Wales from New Zealand, with most arrivals no longer required to quarantine. People who have been in Auckland in the past 14 days won't need hotel quarantine, provided they get a COVID-19 test on arrival and self-isolate in their accommodation until they get a negative result. If a person only passed through Auckland Airport from another part of New Zealand, they will not have to quarantine or self-isolate on arrival. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.